and imposes new work requirements for some older Americans receiving food assistance. It now heads to the Senate up against the clock, with just 4 days until the government runs out of money to pay its bills.
Here you go from ABC about the bill recently passed from the House. Senator Sherrod Brown joining us this morning to talk about other things. But, Senator, I guess you're on the clock now.
We're ready to pass it. We should pass it today. The House did the right thing. Every single Republican and Democratic House member voted for it. And that doesn't happen very often, but it's a common sense answer to a problem that we really shouldn't have, this possible default. The United States has never defaulted. We did this 3 times during the Trump years. We will continue to do the right thing on this. And most importantly, we protected Medicare and Social Security and Medicaid and veterans benefits.
Talking this morning with Senator Sherrod Brown joining us to talk about different things. One of the things I just wanted to, before we get to some other things, is going on in the month of June. I guess you've got the related to summer manufacturing camps that you're involved with. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
And we've done a number of these in Marion County. It started about 10 years ago. It's something that I work with local businesses, local communities, local unions on these manufacturing camps. We aim at 4th to 7th graders. And we want to, not everybody should go to college if they don't want to. And people, you can learn a trade. You can learn about manufacturing. And we find that children that age, we talked to a lot of people before we sort of settle on that, are getting pretty interested in thinking about what they might want to do. And, we outsource manual labor in this country in far too many ways. We pass terrible trade agreements, presidents of both parties, and too many elected officials didn't stand up to these corporate lobbyists. It's cost cities like Lorain, Elyria, and Mansfield and Sandusky. We have 36 camps this year in 26 different counties. And they're usually a week long, occasionally 2 weeks, and kids really learn from these, and their parents sometimes call me and say how great it was for their kids. So we'll continue to do them. They're, as I said, it's our idea, but we work with local communities. They run them, and it makes a difference in families' lives.
Locally around here, they have things going on at Lorain County Community College where you can find out details on that. And not only with the manufacturing, even these camps, it just gives kids curiosity. They get to understand, how is that thing made, or what is that thing to do? In other words, there's this physical thing that they can see, and they can kind of understand a lot of the different sciences.
Exactly right. And, they should go on our website, brown.senate.gov, and find out where the camps are, how to sign up all over the state. Lorain County's done a number of these over the years. Lorain County is a proud history of manufacturing. We've made steel and autos, but so many other things that it's one of the communities in the state that has one of the proudest histories of manufacturing. And I want people to be proud of their union card if their company is labor as a union. I want people to be proud of making things that makes our communities better and richer and more diverse and all the things we care about.
We just passed the month of May, which is sort of Armed Services Month as well. And you're in Memorial Day. We think about our veterans and those folks in the military. I know your veterans, the PACT Act, is still getting talked about, and you're still getting the word out about that for veterans to get help, right?
Yeah, we wrote the PACT Act. It's already made a difference. I've hosted almost 36 roundtables around Ohio where I'll meet with veterans. I don't do these big town halls when people scream at each other about all their disagreements. I sit with a group of veterans and done them in all over the state, more than 30, as I said, and it's to talk about the benefits they've earned. We didn't in this country. We it's a shameful thing how this country treated Vietnam veterans when they came home, and we're not going to make that mistake again. And the PACT Act is if people were any veteran, any soldier, sailor, or Marine exposed to these football field-sized burn pits, and a year later, 5 years later, they come down with an illness, usually a bronchial illness or cancer, they can get treatment right away. We passed it in August. By January, the VA hospitals were up and running, providing this treatment to tens of thousands of veterans, thousands around Ohio. It's an example of government doing it right and serving the people who served us. It's a success, and we're going to keep building on it.
Any updates on the train, our watchful eyes on Norfolk Southern and other things related to our trains? I think you have something related to the bridge upkeeps, which affects us all in the communities.
Yeah, Senator Vance and I have written our legislation. It's right, rail safety. That matters. It's passed out of committee, bipartisan votes. We want to get it on the floor soon for a floor vote. I'm concerned the Speaker of the House, McCarthy, is awfully close to the railroad lobbyists, and I'm concerned about what that will mean, but we will continue to apply public pressure. And what you said, there are bridges owned by Norfolk Southern. There are tracks going over streets in places like Lorain, Elyria, and all over, really. They're owned by Norfolk Southern or CSX, and those bridges are in disrepair. Some of them, the stones or the steel is breaking off or rusting, and we've got to make sure that we're pushing the railroads hard. I met with the CEOs of both railroads about making sure they take care of communities that are doing that where these bridges are in disrepair, to make sure they're safe. They protect the public health, and it's their responsibility. We're going to keep pushing them on it.
Sounds good. Well, Guardians are doing quite well, getting their hitting shoes on. We look for a good weekend against the Twins. I know you'll keep one eye on what's happening
with them. They sweep the Twins. They're probably in first place.
Well, if
they get swept, they're probably far out of first place, so we will see.
A make or break on the season weekend is what you're telling me here to start the month of
June. Well, not exactly. It's a little early for that. I hope those 12 runs weren't the total runs they get over the weekend. I hope that what they did yesterday is maybe a harbinger of the future. We'll see.
We hope so, too. Senator, we appreciate your time this morning. Right. Have a good weekend.
Thanks.
Senator Sherrod Brown joining us this morning, talking all things politics and baseball as well.